Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad. Four candidates for Illinois governor will be on the ballot this fall. Republican State Representative Sam McCann, who's running as a Conservative Party candidate, and Libertarian candidate Grayson Cash Jackson will face Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic businessman J.B. Pritzker. McCann and Jackson filed to run as third-party candidates last month. Monday was the deadline for anyone to challenge their petitions and try to keep them off the ballot, but no challenges were filed. McCann calls on his rivals Tuesday to schedule debates between the candidates. Pritzker already has said that he will participate in three debates. Spokeswoman Gaylish Slaylin says Tuesday that Pritzker welcomes other voices to the stage that know we need change in Illinois. A Rauner campaign spokesman did not immediately return the request for a comment. Churches United of the Quad Cities has begun its annual Thanksgiving in July food drive. This month, it will collect non-perishable food items such as baby food, canned fruit, and peanut butter. Churches United Associate Director Betsy Van Osdown says the 136 member churches do important work in the Quad Cities community.
Last year alone, we distributed over 1.7 million pounds of food, and we served close to a million people. So we're small but mighty, and we have a huge impact.
Of the almost 1 million people Churches United helped feed last year, 125,000 of them were helped by Thanksgiving in July. Food donations can be made at Churches United in Bettendorf, any Quad Cities Fairway store, QC Core Chiropractic, K&K Hardware, Caddy's Sports Bar and Grill, and at the Bettendorf Library. Cash donations are especially appreciated, and checks can be made out to Churches United Thanksgiving in July. A case manager for the Salvation Army in Clinton has decided to run for the Iowa Senate. Yesterday, Democrat Patty Robinson announced her candidacy for District 49. That's the seat now held by Rita Hart of Wheatland, who's running instead for Lieutenant Governor. Iowa Senate District 49 covers all of Clinton County, plus parts of northern and eastern Scott County, including LeClaire, McCausland, Parkview, and Princeton. Robinson describes herself as a community advocate and says it's time for state leaders to focus on improving Iowans' everyday lives, on better paying jobs, education, and making health care affordable for all state residents. Robinson was director of the Medicaid program in Clinton County for 19 years, until 2017 when the governor privatized the program in Iowa. Teachers unions in Illinois collected more than 10,000 signatures on petitions urging state lawmakers to reconsider capping their raises. Education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
When school districts outside of Chicago negotiate contracts, they do so with the assurance that the state will pick up the tab on pensions. To control growing pension costs, lawmakers capped salary bumps at 6% in 2005. This year, the cap tightened to 3%. State Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, chairs the House K-12 Appropriations Committee and was involved in budget negotiations.
I mean, things like this are tough conversations, but, you know, there's also a manner in which we have to also look at the long-term viability of our state.
Governor Bruce Rauner had proposed shifting all pension costs to local districts over the next 4 years. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Women did well in last month's Iowa primary election, but still have a long way to go to reach parity with men, holding state and local offices. 99 women were on the ballot, and 85 won and will advance to the general election. That's good news for former Bettendorf State Senator Maggie Tinsman, co-chair of a group called 50-50 in 2020. Their goal is for women to hold at least half the elected offices in Iowa in time for the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage.
And often women say, oh, well, you know, it's a man's world. Well, this time it looks like women won in a bigger percentage than men.
But currently, women hold just one-fifth of the seats in the Iowa legislature, comparable, she says, to Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Tinsman and her group are also urging candidates to be civil during this year's campaign.
Now, you have to tell how you're different from your opponent on the issues, but you don't take personal attacks like you did when you were in junior high or middle school, and you don't define your opponent with derogatory labels and slogans and demonize your opponent.
50-50 in 2020 was formed in 2010 to be nonpartisan and to recruit, train, and mentor women candidates. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad.